ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ್. ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಿಸನರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶೈನ್ಡಾಟ್ಆರ್ಗ್, ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಇಸ್ ನ್ಯಾಯ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕೋರ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಟು ಲಿಸನ್ ಪದಕೃತಿಯ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣನ್. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು. ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ್.
ರೂಪರಸಗಂಧ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಪರಿಮಾಣ ಪೃಥಕ್ತ್ವ ಸಂಯೋಗ ವಿಭಾಗ ಪರತ್ವಾಪರತ್ವ ಗುರುತ್ವ ದ್ರವತ್ವ ಸ್ನೇಹ ಶಬ್ದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸುಖ ದುಃಖ ಇಚ್ಛಾ ದ್ವೇಷ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಧರ್ಮ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ಚತುರ್ವಿಂಶತಿ ಗುಣಾಹ. ಸೊ 24 ಗುಣಾಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಟೀಕಾ ಪದಕೃತ್ಯ ಉತ್ಸೇಪನ ಅಪಕ್ಷೇಪನ ಗುಂಜನ ಪ್ರಸಾರಣ ಗಮನಾನಿ ಪಂಚಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ 5 ಕರ್ಮಾಸ್ ಉತ್ಸೇಪ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ದೇರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಟೀಕಾ. ನೌ ಪರಂ ಅಪರಂ ಚೇತಿ ದ್ವಿವಿಧಂ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯಂ. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ 2 ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ. ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ, ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಪರಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ. ಟೀಕಾ ಪರಂ ಅಪರಂ ಚೇತಿ ಪರಸಾಮಾನ್ಯಂ ಅಪರಸಾಮಾನ್ಯಂ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ಪರಸಾಮಾನ್ಯಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಪರಸಾಮಾನ್ಯಂ ಆರ್ ದಿ 2 ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಜನರಲ್. ಪರತ್ವಂ ಚ ಅಧಿಕ ದೇಶ ವೃತ್ತಿತ್ವಂ, ಅಪರತ್ವಂ ಚ ನ್ಯೂನ ದೇಶ ವೃತ್ತಿತ್ವ. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರತ್ವ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಪರತ್ವ? ಪರತ್ವ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ ಮೇಜರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಮೇಜರ್ ಪುಷ್, ಮೇಜರ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್. ಅಧಿಕ, ಅಧಿಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೇಜರ್, ದೇಶ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಸ್ಟೇಟ್, ವೃತ್ತಿತ್ವ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಅಪರತ್ವ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನ್ಯೂನ, ನ್ಯೂನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೆಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿಚ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲೆಸರ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಲೆಸರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸಸ್ ಅಪರತ್ವ, ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರತ್ವ. ನಿತ್ಯ ದ್ರವ್ಯರ್ಥಯೋ ವಿಶೇಷಾಸ್ತು ಅನಂತ ಏವ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಟೀಕಾ ಹಿಯರ್. ಸಮವಾಯಸ್ತು ಏಕ ಏವ, ಸಮವಾಯ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್. ಅಭಾವಶ್ಚತುರ್ವಿಧ ಪ್ರಾಗಭಾವ ವೃದ್ಧಂ ಸಭಾ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಭಾವ ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯ ಭಾವಶ್ಚೇತಿ. ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಲೇಟರ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿ ಪದಕೃತ್ಯ ಹಿಯರ್. ತತ್ರ ಗಂಧವತಿ ಪೃಥ್ವೀ ಸಾ ದ್ವಿಧ ನಿತ್ಯ ನಿತ್ಯ ಚ ನಿತ್ಯ ಪರಮಾಣು ರೂಪ ನಿತ್ಯ ಕಾರ್ಯ ರೂಪ ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯ ಪುನಸ್ತ್ರಿವಿಧ ಶರೀರೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ವಿಷಯ ಭೇದಾತ್ ಶರೀರಮಸ್ಮದಾದೀನಾಂ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಗಂಧಕರಾಕಂ ಘ್ರಾಣಂ ನಾಸಾಗ್ರವರ್ತಿ ವಿಷಯೋ ಮೃಗ್ ಪಾಶಾನಾದಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಕಮ್ ಟು ದಿ ಪೃಥ್ವಿ ಲಕ್ಷಣ. ಗಂಧವತಿ ಪೃಥ್ವೀ ತದೇವ ಹಿ ಲಕ್ಷಣ. ನೌ ಹಿ ಎಂಟರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ನೌ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಟೀಕಾ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೂಲ ದೇರ್ ವಾಸ್ ನೋ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಡಿಂಟ್ ರೈಟ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. Now he starts with the definition. What is the use of all this? Tadeva hi lakshanam. Yadu avyapti ativyapti asambhava doshatraya shunyam. That is called as lakshana. What is called as lakshana? Yes, that is called as lakshana, which is devoid of these three kinds of defects. Dosha traya shunya, dosha traya, three defects, shunya, devoid of, that which is devoid of three types of the doshas, defects. What are those three defects? Avyapti, ativyapti and asambhava. Avyapti, ativyapti and asambhava are the three defects. And a definition proper should not have these three kinds of, any of these three kind of defects. Therefore, what is this avyapti ativyapti? He is explaining in his own term. Yatha goho shasnadi matvam. We already saw with examples of cricket, football, etc. during the introduction of these three defects. Here, he is using the most common definition which is used for explaining this. Goho sasnadi matvam. What is cow? If someone asks what is cow, we give a definition called this. We use this definition. Sasnadi matvam. That which has the skin below the neck in a hanging way. So that for whom, for which animal, the skin below the neck hangs, that is sasna. That portion of that neck is called sasna. So that which has this sasna is cow. Now avyaptisya laksha, this is the definition proper. Now he is bringing each of these defects. First, avyaptischa. What is avyapti? Now avyapti, I said, whatever define you want to define, if the definition does not fit in proper, etc., these things and all we already discussed. Now he is defining this avyapti itself. What is avyapti? Lakshya ekadesha vrittittvam. Lakshya ekadesha avrittittvam. Lakshya ekadesha avrittittvam avyaptihi. Lakshya, whatever you want to define, ekadesha, one portion of it, avrittittvam, this definition does not have an existence. Whatever you want to define, lakshya, ekadesha, in one section of it, avrittittvam, this lakshana does not fit, this definition does not fit. What is that? With example, we say, ada eva goho na kapilattvam lakshanam tasya avyapti grastatvat. That is why goho, what is cow if you say? That which is black, that which is red, that which is yellow, etc. This kind of example, this kind of definition one says, that does not fit. Because it does not fit on the other section of goat. The cow can be brown in color. If you say brown, it can be red in color. If you say only red, it can be black in color. So it does not fill the total of the cow. It just fits in the one portion of the cow. Therefore, that is not a lakshana. It has this defect called avyapti. Ativyaptischa. The next defect is ativyapti. First avyapti, whatever you want to define, the whole thing is not defined properly through the definition. That is avyapti. Ativyapti is ativyaptischa lakshya vrittitve sati alakshya vrittittvam ativyapti. Now in ativyapti lakshya vrittitve, you define the lakshya. Whatever you want to define there, the lakshya exists. Sati, with that, sati is garbhita. Sati garbhita means that which has sati in the womb, meaning this sati saptami, this is the seventh case ending. Also with this, there is another thing. What is that? Alakshya vrittitvam. The definition exists in that which you don't want to define, that which you don't want to include in your definition. So that defined thing is defined. But that which you don't want to define is also defined through this definition. That is called ativyapti, going beyond the limit. Therefore, what is that? Ateva goho na shringittvam lakshanam tasya ativyapti grastatvat. What is cow? When somebody asks, you say that which has horns, you cannot say. That which has tail, you cannot say. Because horns, even a deer has horn, goat has horn, there are so many things, so many other animals which have. So you wanted to define only cow, but the definition also included just because you said which has horn, that is cow, the other animals which has horn. Okay, now this is one problem. So other than the defined, it also includes that which you don't want to define. That is ativyapti. Then asambhava, asambhavascha lakshya matra avrittitvam. Asambhava, asambhava means this defect. The third defect is called asambhava, where lakshya, the definition, the thing which you want to define, there matra, only in that avrittittvam, the definition does not exist. You want to say something, you want to define something, but the definition does not fit there on that defined, but it fits in the other places. In some other thing it defines, but not that which you want to define. How? Example, yatha goho ekashafatvam na lakshanam tasya asambhava grastatvat. What is cow? How will the cow look like? You say that which has one hoof. the leg, hoof, that which has one hoof. This cow will have a split hoof, two hoofs. In each leg, it will have a split hoof. So, if you define cow as that which has one hoof, then your definition is wrong. You wanted to define cow, but the definition also went to, but the definition does not include cow, but it says it defines something else. Therefore, the definition is improper. This is called a asambhava dosha. Nityeti, then he said, Nitya Nitya cha Sadhvidha Nitya Nitya cha. The prithvi is of two types, Nitya and Anitya. What is Nitya? Dvamsa bhinnatve sati Dvamsa apratiyogetvam nityatvam Dvamsa bhinnatve sati. See, introduction. I am just introducing you to the first definition. Now here you have to have so much knowledge to understand this definition itself. That is why I start with the Moola. First we handle this Moola, the original text. Once you have a grasp over the original text, then this Tika will be very easier to grasp, understand. At least it will not be that difficult. Let me not say easier. Let me not put a dosha there. Let me define it properly. So, it will not be that difficult. Dvamsa bhinnatve sati dvamsa apratiyogitvam nityattam. What is nitya? Nitya is eternal. What is eternalness? If you define eternalness, you understand that which has the eternalness is eternal. That which has the cowness is cow. So, that is why we say, Gotva avachinna goho, etc. So, that ghatatva avachinna ghataha, that pot which has potness. For the pot transaction to take place, you have to use a pot which has the potness, not the painted pot. We already saw in the example, the Moola. So here, first if you understand Nityatva, you will understand the Nitya. So what is Nityatva? For that he says, Dvamsa Bhinnatve Sati. Dvamsa, you know what Dvamsa is. Pradvamsa abhavaha, dvamsa, destruction. So, it should be something which is different from the destruction. Because the dvamsa abhava, pradvamsa abhava, it is eternal. We already saw it has a beginning but it is eternal. So, we want to define nitya. In defining nitya, you should not include the later absence. So, we say dvamsa bhinnatve sati, different from the later absence. And dvamsa apratiyogitvam, it should not be a vessel for dvamsa, destruction. Because dvamsa bhinnatve sati, why do you have to include? If it is not included, then dvamsa, which is that which undergoes this destruction, whatever is created has to undergo destruction. Yadyat kritam tatat anityam. This is a simple logic. But here, if dvamsa is there, then it is already has undergone that process. So it will have this problem. You want to define eternality, that which does not undergo the destruction, and you are including destruction in it. So, dvamse ati vyapti varnaya dvamsa bhinna iti. From the dvamsa, the later non-existence, the later absence, that is eternal. To remove that eternality, you say dvamsa bhinnatva. And ghatadau ati vyapti varnaya visheshya dalam dvamsa apradiyogitvam. We have to say, if you just say dvamsa bhinnatvam, we'll see. Dvamsa bhinnatve sati, dvamsa apratiyogitvam is the lakshanam. There are two parts. One is the adjective, the other is adjectified. Visheshanam and the other is visheshyam. Dvamsa bhinnatve sati is the visheshana. Dvamsa apratiyogitvam is the visheshya. Now, in the two parts, I just give up the visheshya, the second portion. The first portion I will have for the definition. What is nityatva? I say dvamsa bhinnatvam. Dvamsa bhinnatvam. That which is different from dvamsa. That which is different from the later absence. Pot, is it different from later absence? Yes. Pot will become eternal. But is pot eternal? Kritakatvat. It is non-eternal. Because it is a created thing. Therefore, the definition also includes pot, etc. So, you have to say okay. So, let me remove dvamsa bhinnatva. I will say dvamsa apratiyogitam. That which is not a vessel, a vehicle for dvamsa. Destruction. Pot is a vehicle for destruction. So, okay. So, pot is not nitya. Cot, etc. Whatever is created is not nitya. So, my definition is good. If you think, then later absence, it is eternal. There the definition. You want to define nitya. In the later absence, pradvamsa abhava, the definition goes. So, instead of, this ativyapti dosha, instead of defining only the nitya, it also defines the pradvamsa abhava. It also includes in its definition pradvamsa abhava. So, to negate that pradvamsa abhava, you have to say, dvamsa bhinnatve sati. So, being different from dvamsa, negating the pradvamsa bhava, dvamsa apratiyogitvam, that which is not a vehicle for dvamsa. Now, the definition is proper to define nitya. Anything which is eternal is should be different from later absence and should not be a vehicle for dvamsa, destruction. Fine. That is nitya. Nitya, that which is not a vehicle for dvamsa, or it which is not a dvamsa itself, the destruction itself, the later absence itself. Therefore, dvamsa pratiyogitvam pragabhava pratiyogitvam va anityatvam. And what is anitya? We have to see anityatva. What is anityatva? Dvamsa pratiyogitam. That is vehicle for destruction. Or pragabhava pratiyogitam. That, see, dvamsa pratiyogitam. That which is vehicle for dvamsa. Or the second is pragabhava pratiyogitam. Pragabhava pratiyogitam. That which is a vessel for pragabhava. The previous presence, absence. So, before the creation, before the creation, whatever absence exists, for that it should not be a vehicle. So, if it should be a vehicle, if you want to define anitya. So, that which is a vehicle for destruction, or that which is a vehicle for, which is a vessel for the previous non-existence. Previous non-existence before the creation. So, that is anitya. Yad bhogayatanam tadeva shariram cheshtashvayova. And what is sharira? Sharira is bhogayatanam shariram. Definition for sharira, you have to understand this. Definition for sharira is bhogayatanam shariram. Bhoga ayatanam. Ayatanam is vessel again. Bhoga for the experience, that which is a vessel for experience, that which is the embodiment for experience is sharira. Or there is another definition for sharira, cheshta ashrayo, in which there exists the nature of transaction, there exists the ability of transaction, that is sharira. Indriyam iti, what is indriyam? Chakshuradi, chakshuradau avyapti varanaya gandhak grahakam iti. Indriyam gandhak grahakam, he said. Gandhagrahakam nagranam nasagravarti. Now, why should he say gandhagrahakam? Indriyam nasagravarti. Indriyam granam nasagravarti. Something he can say. Because to remove chakshur etc., the eye etc., he specifically points out the nose. Gandhagrahakam granam, the nose, that which smells. Not eye etc. Because eye also is an indriya. To remove that indriya, he is putting it very clearly. Kaladavati vyapti varanai indriyam. Okay. Gandhagrahakam granam nasagravarti. If you say, then just if you add that, just that Janyanam Janako Kalaha, during the explanation of Mula, I said, whatever that is created, for that there is this cause. Kala is also a cause. So, you wanted to define the smelling ability, the nose, the sense organ nose. But you also include the kala, time. So, to remove that indriya, we are talking about indriya, not anything that which helps you to smell. So, kala is that which gives you the knowledge of smell. Yes, true. But we are talking only about the indriya which helps you to gain that knowledge. Vishay iti. Third is vishaya. Mrit pasha nadi. Sharira indriya bhinnatve sati upabhoga sadhanam vishayaha. Vishaya is that sharira indriya bhinnatve sati, that which is being different from sharira and indriya, body and the sense organs. And bhoga ayatanam, upabhoga asadhanam, upabhoga sadhanam, that which is an instrument for experience. That is in the vishaya. Vishaya, object is not my body, or which is not the my sense organs. See, here you have to understand, upabhoga sadhanam, he has said, it is an object of experience. And it should be different from sharira indriya bhinnatvesati. It should be different from sharira and indriya. Others body, if I am going to use for my experience, there exists a body, there is a sense organs. Now, we are talking about my body and my sense organ. Different from my body and my sense organ, sharira indriya, mat sharira indriya bhinnatvesati, sat sharira indriya bhinnatvesati, upabhoga sadhanam. It should be an object of experience. That is what is vishya is. Therefore, that is vishya. Shariraddo ativyapti varanaya satyantam. Paramanado ativyapti varana visheshatanam. So, sharira indriya bhinnatve sati. That you have to say, because otherwise in sharira indriya etc. that will also become an object of experience. And sharira indriya bhinnatva sati, just that upabhoga sadhanam, if you don't say that, it is an object of experience. If you don't say that, then paramanu also is different from body, mind, etc., body, sense organs, etc., but it's not an object of experience. Therefore, to remove paramanu from that list, you say upabhoga sadhanam. కాలాదౌ అతివ్యాప్తి కాలాది వారణాయ జన్యత్వే సతి ఇది బోధ్యం సత్యపి ఇది బోధ్యం. సో టు రిమూవ్ జన్యత్వే సతి యు హావ్ టు సే జన్యత్వే సతి శరీరం భిన్న శరీరేంద్ర భిన్నత్వే సతి ఉపభోగ సాధనం. లైక్ దట్ యు హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ది డెఫినేషన్. బికాస్ టు రిమూవ్ కాల, కాల ఇస్ నాట్ జన్య, కాల ఇస్ నిత్య, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎటర్నల్, ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ది కాలిక సంబంధ విత్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. Therefore, to remove this kala from being vishaya, we say janyatve sati. We add this to the definition, janyatve sati. If being, it is being created, if that which is created, like that we have to add. Because kala is not that which is created. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamagachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.